Hi, listeners. RJ here, and welcome back to RJ Talk About It. Today's topic will be about anger. Yes, very much anger. And I will be talking about how anger can, you know, make a situation worse, how anger is sometimes justifiable, and what actually causes someone to get angry. Now, I'm going to start off with the simple part. How does anger actually make a situation better or worse? I feel like it's never good to get angry, you know? Not to let a situation actually make you that mad. When you get mad or get angry at something, you tend to lose. You don't have the same mindset as you had before. It's like when you have your good mindset or a happy mindset or just, you know, neutral mindset, you don't tend to make mistakes. But when you get angry, it's kind of hard for you to think or, you know, have a good mentality. Now, when I do get angry, I tend to roll off the rails, if that makes sense. I'm not a very loud person when I'm angry until I'm made to be loud, if that makes sense. Okay, let me elaborate. When I'm angry, I tend to get quiet first. And then when that quietness doesn't work, it's like once I do say something, everything come out. And all of my emotions just start pouring out of me. And that is when I don't have control over what comes out of my mouth then. And that is what anger can do to you. Let's just say you're driving and you get so angry. You might miss a turn or you might forget about the exit because you're not functioning at the same pace you were before. Everything is either moving faster or slower then. Your mind starts to rail faster. You know what I'm saying? You start to make decisions more quicker without thinking them. Okay, let's use a fight for example. If you're calm before a fight, you tend to, you know, do stuff that you would normally think about before doing it, but instead you would just do it without even thinking about it when you're angry. Okay? So it's better to, you know, stay calm in situations so you can assess the situation and then make your decisions instead of, you know, just going straight in and making those decisions, especially when you're angry. When I'm being angry or stuff like that, it's like seeing red, you know? It's like your head is just about to explode. Like it's like heavy on my heart when I'm angry. And it takes a lot to make me angry. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure it takes a lot to make a lot of people angry. So, you know, I personally feel like if you're a person who is very hard to make angry and you actually do get angry, whoever made you angry, it's most definitely their fault. If it takes a lot to make a person angry, don't you think that however they became angry is for a reason? You know what I'm saying? Now, sometimes situations can be misleaded, you know? Like, say, for instance, James actually made Carisha mad. And the third party comes in and say, well, James, you must have did something to Carisha because now Carisha mad or whatever. And she don't never get mad, so you must have did something really bad to her. No, that's not always the case. Sometimes people who may seem like it don't take a lot to get mad or something like that, it can possibly be their fault. It can possibly be, like, you know, people just with the situations that happens that way It's a lot of different aspects to it, but in a lot of occasions, when somebody who doesn't all the get mad all the time, that is most likely for a reason. And whether the reason is because of them or not because of them, it's always still a reason though. So yeah. Have you guys ever been hungry? Hungry is the word. Is it hungry, angry? Like when you get so hungry and then you get mad. I know a couple of people like that. Like whenever they get hungry, they get mad. Or if they get sleep angry, or like when they just waking up, they wake up angry. I used to do that a lot. When I wake up, it's like, ooh, my mood is just terrible because I had to get up, and it's just the worst. Yes, every time I wake up, I would just like have a really, really mad face because I would be boiling in the inside, like, oh my gosh, I'm really up. I know a lot of people like that. I know a lot of you can relate to that. Actually, you know, just waking up and then waking up angry for no reason. And a lot of times, when you do become angry, that angry like that, or wake up angry, it's probably because of past memories. Like, I know I'm the type of person, ooh, I know I have this problem a lot. In class, okay, like, say for instance, my friends, when I'm talking to my friends, let's say today, I'm completely cool with them. I'm just happy as I can be with them. I'm talking to them, no problem at all. Then I would think about from a couple of months ago where, let's just say, they broke all my pencils or something like that. Or I think about something. No, let's just keep it to a couple of months ago, because it's possible that I get mad over something that I did a year ago. But it comes back to me, and then I'm just mad all over again. And I'm like really heated, like it just happened. I know, like, I know I cannot be the only one. I mean, I thought about it again and I'm kind of feeling some type of way. No, it's like I thought about it again and I got so angry, like, really, really mad. somebody be saying, like, this, like, I'm bipolar, because, like, I would be happy right now, but, like, tomorrow when I wake up, I thought about it and I'm mad at you, because that means, like, I feel like you don't love me because of what you did or stuff like that. And that is just the tea. That is really, really a problem that I do have. I haven't did it lately, but you know, I'm not trying to jinx myself, because like I said, being angry is not always good. It's not really good at all. Because, like I said, it's not good at all, you know. Anybody who, like, really don't get angry, it seemed like they would just let anything fly. Like, okay, say for instance, somebody who doesn't really get angry at all, and you just go and take everything at their house, and they'll forgive you like that because they don't really get angry at all. But you just stole everything out of that girl, out of that person's house. So I feel like that's just wrong for you not to get angry. I feel like you're not doing yourself a favor if you don't get angry. You should be heated. But, I mean, that's not everybody. You know, it's a lot of people who really just don't get mad at all and don't really hold a grudge at all, which I don't feel like you should hold grudges, and I don't feel like you should get angry. But it's like some occasions it's needed for you to be angry, or it's not gonna be dealt with correctly, if that makes sense. Like, if a person keep on stealing from you, and you, I'm just using this as an example, if a person keep on stealing from you and you don't get angry, they're gonna keep doing it. So you have to get mad. You have to say something. And it's like, if you say it too nicely, stuff don't get, your point don't get across. You know what I'm saying? So that don't take not being angry as just like letting somebody run over you, if that makes sense, because it's not a good thing either, allowing people to run over you or just allow anything to go. That's not cool. So, yeah. Anyway, that is all I have for this topic today, and which means, unfortunately, it is the end of this episode. So, anyway, tell a friend and tell the whole world, actually. Just share, and please tell me your feedback. Give me your feedback, and, you know, be sure to leave a rating. And, yeah. But, anyway, I will see you guys on the next episode. Bye!